Hello, it's Elizabeth here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Rupert Hipwell. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with a tragic crash and uncertainty of European funding for the region, but first, a remarkable dinner lady.
At 85, June Walker has been serving school lunches to children for almost 20 years. And even though she could be Britain's oldest dinner lady, she has no intention of hanging up her apron any time soon. She's worked at St. Francis of Assisi Roman Catholic Primary School for nearly two decades. A mother to six children, grandmother to 14, and great-grandmother to seven, she has dedicated her life to little ones. Now she looks after Year One pupils at the Jessop Road School in Norwich. The determined dinner lady gets two buses a day to travel to work and is at the school from Monday through to Friday. Mrs. Walker said, "I don't want to be sitting at home looking at four walls, especially when I'm on my own. I love work and will miss it in the summer. My favourite thing is just being with the children. I work in the dinner hall, helping the children cut up their food, watch what they're doing, and just help all of Year One. Then I go out into the playground. I have no plans to stop unless they give me the boot." At school, the staff went round and asked people if they were coming back in September. And they didn't ask me. So I said to them, "Why didn't you ask me?" And they said they didn't because they knew I wasn't going anywhere.
Norwich Cathedral held an event within its grounds celebrating the life of animals. The ceremony was attended by many people and their pets, alongside local animal rescue and welfare groups. It was organised by the charity Action for Greyhounds. Annie Boddy attended the event with her husband, accompanied by 12 of their rescued dogs. She said it was lovely to be amongst such beautiful animals and compassionate people. The hounds received constant admiration and affection from the public, and they are fantastic ambassadors for promoting this gentle, friendly breed. A greyhound remembrance event is held every year, nearest to July the 24th as possible, as this coincides with the first commercial greyhound races introduced to Britain in 1926. Action for Greyhound cares for the animals which are unwanted after getting injured during races. They also raise awareness of the treatment of greyhounds and help to rehome the dogs that have been abandoned.
RAF Marham was on lockdown following an alert as a man was threatened with a knife close to the married quarters at the base. Officers were called to reports of a man being approached by two other men in the Burnt House Road and Ladywood Road area. The men threatened the victim with a knife before making off in a dark-coloured Ford Galaxy. The victim was unharmed.
A young woman who died alongside her boyfriend following a car crash may have fallen asleep at the wheel, an inquest heard. Sarah Delf and Oliver Appleby, both 24, who lived on Dereham Road in Norwich, had been together for 5 years after meeting at the University of East Anglia. The couple died at the scene of the crash at Broome near Diss last year. An inquest in Bury St Edmunds heard that Miss Delf's Mazda 2 was travelling towards Norwich when it was involved in a head-on crash with a lorry. The lorry driver sustained minor injuries. PC Andy Fossey, a forensic collision investigator, said there were no defects found in the car or the lorry and both drivers were not under the influence of alcohol. The pair were described as inseparable by Mr. Appleby's family in a tribute released after the accident. They had left Margate in Kent, where Mr. Appleby's family lives. The inquest heard Miss Delf, who grew up in Great Yarmouth area and who is due to complete her PhD this year, had been out the night before the accident and did not get back in until 4 a.m. PC Fossey said a sleep expert, who the police consult, listed a number of things someone would do if they had fallen asleep at the wheel. Miss Delf's car had drifted into the opposite lane and there were no skid marks or avoidance manoeuvres, PC Fossey said.
A winemaker celebrates a top award. A Norfolk winemaker, whose wine has been named the best in the UK, believes the accolade could help bolster the county's growing reputation. Winbury's Vineyards Bacchus 2015 won the Wine of the Year trophy at the English and Welsh Wine of the Year competition. Head winemaker Lee Dyer said the county's climate made it the ideal place to grow the Bacchus grape, which favours the dry autumnal conditions at its vineyard at Sirlingham near Norwich. I hope that this can raise the public profile of how good Norfolk wine is. It shows we can go head-to-head with the best and beat them.
The region's ambulance service has experienced its busiest weekend of the year after receiving more than 10,000 emergency calls. The spike in demand coincided with soaring temperatures. The East of England Ambulance Service Trust, which covers Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge, Essex, Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire, received more than 3,400 calls alone. Health experts are urging people to wear sun cream, loose clothing and to drink regularly in the warm weather.
He got the jolt of his life 3 months ago when someone stole his wallet when he was at a bus stop in Norwich waiting for a ride home. But wheelchair user Daniel Barrett was feeling top of the world. Mr. Barrett made a trip to London to take in the sights and go for a spin on the London Eye, paid for with donations from well-wishers who heard about the theft. The 37-year-old resident of John Groom's Court Care Home in Sproston Road said, "Going on the London Eye is something I've always wanted to do. It's great to have a day out." People from Norwich heard about the theft and they set up a Just Giving page for me. They asked me what I wanted to do with the money. "I just want to say thank you to the people who have raised all the money for me." Mr. Barrett received about £800 in donations after the theft. As well as the London trip, he's also planning to go on a holiday with the money. Two of the John Groom's Court's carers, Pixie Mobbs and Hannah Ruddam Baldwin, went to London with Mr. Barrett. As well as the London Eye, the group also enjoyed a river taxi cruise and watched the street performers at Covent Garden.
Police in North Norwich are warning young people about the dangers of starting fires. Norfolk Police have joined forces with Norfolk Fire Rescue Service and Norfolk Safer School Partnership to launch the Strike Out initiative. In recent years, officers have seen an increase in the number of arsons in the area during the summer months. PC Gary Hoadley from Norfolk Constabulary Safer Schools and Youth Engagement said, "It is vital that communities work together to prevent this kind of crime from taking place, which can not only cause significant damage, but also potentially threaten lives. We have had excellent response from local shops in the area in recent years who have enforced a voluntary ban on lighters, matches and accelerants, and we are looking forward to continuing that work. I would also urge parents to speak to their children about the dangers of playing with lighters and matches." The organisation has already visited schools in the north of the city to educate young people. Kirsty Burdett, the Community Fire Safety Team Manager at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, said, "Arson wrecks our lives, harms our communities, leaving local residents feeling vulnerable."
A County Hall report into the impact the UK's exit from the European Union could have on Norfolk has been blasted as biased. Toby Cook, leader of Norfolk County Council's UKIP group, said the paper contained solely doom and gloom and called for fellow councillors to reject the report. He wanted officers to write it again to reflect Brexit's plus side. The report, brought before the Council's Policy and Resources Committee, outlined uncertainty surrounding the future of European funding. it said Norfolk had benefited to the tune of millions of pounds from funding streams such as the European Regional Development Fund and European Social Fund. The report said the council employs about 35 full-time equivalent staff to manage and deliver the programmes. But Mr. Cook attacked the report for its negativity. "It is little more than projected doom and gloom," he said. "The tone needs to be changed to reflect the immense opportunities which lie ahead and to reassure our staff that European nationals that work for us are not going to be chucked out of the country." Councillors voted not to reject it, but to note the report and to get regular updates on Brexit's likely impacts.